This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The radio waves. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Of course, you are free to join us and talk about anything that you want to discuss with you in the studio tonight here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Okay, so Melanie, you and I, we both had the same story here tonight. It's been all over social media today. The man who was dragged, literally dragged, off of a United Airlines flight.
Whoa. What's the first two rules of Fight Club?
You don't talk about Fight Club.
There you go. I don't know what you people are doing.
I'm not in Fight Club, so I don't have to follow the rules.
I don't think this was a fight, actually. As I understand it, the man in question, who was the draggee, he apparently wanted to stay on the plane, and the United Airlines people wanted him off the plane. Why did they want him off the plane? Well, not because he was causing a ruckus. It was because they'd overbooked the flight, and he was chosen to, not voluntarily, he was chosen to leave the plane. The story coming from the Washington Post by Avi Selk. United Airlines says a man wouldn't give up his spot on an overbooked flight on Sunday. So according to witnesses and videos of the incident, he was pulled screaming from his seat by security, knocked against an armrest, and dragged down the aisle and back to the terminal at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. United refused to answer questions about the incident, which horrified other passengers on the Louisville-bound flight. An airline spokesperson only apologized for the overbooked flight and said police were called after a passenger, quote, refused to leave the aircraft voluntarily. What happened was captured on cell phone video by at least two passengers, and I do have audio here from one of these, and I just played it moments before the show just to check to make sure there wasn't anything we're going to have to dump out. And I don't believe there is. You know, it can be hard to discern when there are a bunch of loud voices what exactly is being said. But this is news. This is what actually transpired. So we're going to play that audio for you here in a moment. If you want to join us with your thoughts, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Was this an overreaction on the part of the police? Because it was police. This wasn't necessarily just...
Well, any reaction was an overreaction because he wasn't trespassing, so...
He wasn't trespassing?
It was my understanding that he had a ticket.
Yeah, but they told him he needed to leave. So this really
well,
comes down to...
Well, that's not how contracts work.
Okay, well, I want to get into that because I think there are some interesting kind of subtleties or nuances to this, especially when you come at it from a libertarian perspective, from someone who believes supposedly in property rights, and how do you enforce those property rights on somebody that is violating them?
And what does good and bad customer service look like?
Yeah, this is not good customer service. Right.
Look, I'm with you, Melody. I'm on your side. This is a GD disaster for United, though.
Yeah. Now, I'm not sure how many of these people that are doing the dragging are actually United employees. I think they may all be police. The toll-free number here, by the way, 855-450-FREE. That's
police and security are assigned to the airport. The airport exists because the airlines are there. The airlines can pull out at any time. The airlines can have whatever police and security they want there. They are the market maker for that airport. Those police essentially work for those airlines, whether they are airlines employees or not.
We're going to go to Daryl Perry. He is calling us from the other room. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live. Oh, hang on a second, Daryl. Something's up with our audio card. I apologize. Something is going on with the computer audio, so we're going to have to work that problem out.
Read the story.
Whatever it is. So we're going to get to Daryl. Anyway, what happened on the cell on the flight was captured by at least two passengers. Tyler Bridges recalled trouble starting almost as soon as he and his wife boarded. An airline supervisor walked onto the plane and brusquely announced, quote, "We have United employees that need to fly to Louisville tonight. This flight's not leaving until four people get off." And that apparently rubbed some people the wrong way, according to Bridges.
Now, they did offer, as I understand it, an $800 bounty or something, so maybe in tickets.
Well, sounds like it wasn't high enough.
Yeah, that I would agree with you 100%. They should have offered, you know, two tickets or three tickets. Now, I've had these standby tickets of theirs. They are the worst tickets
really?
You could possibly get because...
Oh, they make it sound like they're doing you a favor when they offer it.
Oh, absolutely they do. But they offer you the standby ticket, and it's basically good for pretty much no time that you're trying to fly.
Really?
And, you know, if you're lucky, they'll get you a hotel room if it's the last flight of the day or something.
Right.
But otherwise, you're just waiting until the next flight later on in the day. And I guess these people just weren't interested. So maybe if they, you know, $800 in standby tickets just wasn't enough, they should have gone up.
Oh, so it wasn't even $800. It was $800 in BS vouchers.
That's what I'm
which
guessing.
Which is not $800.
It's my guess.
So the trouble started there, and he said some passengers were rubbed the wrong way. Passengers were offered vouchers to rebook, he said, but no one volunteered. So the airline chose for them. A young couple was told to leave first, said Bridges. They begrudgingly got up and left. Then an older man who refused. He says, "Nope, I'm not getting off the flight. I'm a doctor, and I have patients to see tomorrow morning." The man eventually became angry as the manager persisted, said Bridges. Eventually yelling, he said more or less, "I'm being selected because I'm Chinese." A police officer boarded, then a second and a third.
The claim was that the selections were random. I don't know what it's like to live thinking that they're selecting me because of my color, but, you know, sometimes when people think that, they're wrong. They may be right sometimes, too.
I mean, if they had a random number generator attached to the ticket numbers, and that's which I really, really doubt, if that's how they did it, it doesn't matter.
I don't know how they did it, but it was the news story that I read said random.
Bridges then began recording, as did another passenger, as the officers leaned over the man, a lone holdout, in his window seat. "Can't they rent a car for the pilots?" asked another passenger in the video. Then the man, out of frame, screams. One of the officers quickly reaches across two empty seats, snatches the man, and pulls him into the aisle. "My God!" someone yells, and not for the first time. He goes limp after hitting the floor. "It looked like it knocked him out," said Bridges. "His nose was bloody." His glasses nearly knocked off his face. The man clutches his cell phone as one of the officers pulls him by both arms down the aisle and off the plane. The clip I saw was only about 30 seconds long. I would be interested to know if there's a longer version. It would be interesting to see the full interaction between the manager, this man, the police, the whole kind of setup.
Yeah, sure.
The clip that I saw was just the 30 seconds of him getting dragged.
Drug around,
From the point where they grab him from the seat and drag him out. "What are you doing?" "No, this is wrong," said another passenger. And with that, Bridges said four United employees boarded and took the empty seats. They were not popular among the passengers, he recalled. People were saying, "You should be ashamed to work for this company." And it wasn't over. In another video, the man runs back onto the plane, his clothes still mussed from his forceful ejection, frantically repeating, "I have to go home. I have to go home." Now, that's amazing to me that these cops, after dragging him off the plane, didn't come up with some excuse to arrest him, that they literally just brought him back into, the airport and walked away, apparently.
I mean, and it also might be that this is not the first time this has happened. I mean, probably with this resistance.
Someone being dragged out?
And the cops are kind of tired with dealing with this airline's BS.
Could be. Could very well be. He was dazed and confused, said the witness. He recalled a group of high school students leaving the plane in disgust at that point, their adult escort explaining to other passengers, "They don't need to see this anymore." The airline eventually cleared everyone from the plane, said Bridges, and didn't let them back on until the man was removed a second time in a stretcher.
God.
In the end, Bridges and his wife got to Louisville about 3 hours late. He said it was a pretty tense flight. United Chief Oscar Munoz tweeted that everyone at the airline was upset about it, saying, quote, "This is an upsetting event to all of us here at United. I apologize for having to reaccommodate these customers. Our team is moving with a sense of urgency to work with the authorities and conduct our own investigation, detailed review of what happened." We're also reaching out to this passenger to talk directly to him and further address and resolve this situation. We're going to continue here. I got to say, I didn't realize that the latter portion happened, that they cleared the entire airline after the dude came back. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar power generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. where we are, Keene, New Hampshire. It's heated up today up here. I think we're going to actually have to turn the air conditioning on for the first time this year. So welcome to the program. The story that we're talking about is this man being dragged off of a United Airlines flight to the shock of many of the passengers surrounding him. We do have audio from one of these videos. Now, apparently there's another video where the dude comes back on the flight. That's not included in this, either the news story or the Facebook post. So I've seen the two different videos of like 30 seconds of him being dragged out, but that's it. So I would love to know if, you know, where these other videos are. I haven't taken the time to look at all. So if you happen to, you know, be aware, we'll post the link to this article on our Facebook and Twitter, and you're welcome to comment with any other links that you happen to have. But this brings up some big questions about how do you, you know, what's the best way to handle an unruly passenger, somebody who isn't willing to cooperate when you ask them to do something, in this case, to leave your property. Melanie says this is a contract, and, you know, this guy had a right to be there. You haven't said much. I'm jumping to a conclusion that that's
what
you're saying.
No, I don't think that's what she's saying.
All right, well, we're going to get into that here. We're actually still in the middle of the story. The Washington Post has it. We're going to continue with that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The man says he was a doctor. He needed to be back to Louisville in the morning because he had patients that are waiting. Now, the airline did apparently eventually cleared everyone off the plane after the man came back in dazed and confused, saying that he had to go home. He had to go home. Eventually, after they cleared everyone else off, they then removed him on a stretcher. United Airlines finally, their boss, their CEO, did comment and expressed that he was sorry. Mr. Oscar Munoz, who, by the way, was recently honored as a Communicator of the Year by PR Week. Late Monday afternoon, the Chicago Department of Aviation said one of the officers involved in the incident had been placed on leave.
Is he a doctor or a PR guy?
The doctor was the man who was physically removed from the plane. The PR guy is the CEO of United Airlines.
Gotcha.
Quote, the incident on United Flight 3411 was not in accordance with our standard operating procedure, and the actions of the aviation security officer are obviously not condoned by the department. That officer has been placed on leave effective today, pending a thorough review of the situation. However, it seems to me that in this video, there is more than one security officer, and, you know, I don't know why the other two didn't stop this man from not doing, you know, the right thing.
Well, because this is what they plan to do. I mean, yeah, so they're not condoning it and putting him on leave. The state, and in this case the airline, cares less about cops than I do, which is a little bit ridiculous. I mean, these people are disposable to them. They're going to have them do what they want them to do. Mm-hmm. Say, oh, that wasn't me. Walk away, fire them, disappear them, whatever they have to do.
Do you think the airline asked them to physically remove the man like that? I don't think that they intended to. I doubt that United intended to do.
I think they intended for him to stop, you know, defending himself.
They wanted the man off the plane, is what they wanted, and they just turned it over to the police. And of course,
yeah,
when you turn it over,
them?
Yeah, when you turn something over that is going to require violence to the police, in a lot of cases, they're going to escalate that situation.
Well, right, and you know that. I mean, it's pretty much common knowledge.
You know,
like,
that.
Like,
I know
but
that.
But it's like throwing a bucket of water on somebody and be like, oh, I didn't mean for them to get wet.
Yeah.
That is a completely absurd conclusion to come to, or expectation to have, I guess, more accurately. No, they called the cops. I mean, so essentially they called out a hit, and sometimes that's appropriate, but this time it wasn't defensive, so it's not.
All right.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm sure that in the long, murky terms of service that one signs when one buys an airline ticket, that it says the airline may revoke your ticket for any reason at any time because we can do that and it's our plane and, you know, screw you. Right?
Southwest doesn't, which is where all but once I've flown and I read through it.
You read their terms of service?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
I'm not going to drop that kind of money and not read it. But yeah, they absolutely did not say that. They guarantee, unless you're specifically buying a standby ticket, they guarantee you a spot.
Wow.
So.
All right. So we got Daryl Perry on the line with us. Daryl W. Perry from Liberty Lobby, LLC. Hey, Daryl. Oh, Did I screw up again? I did.
Okay,
go ahead.
So
all right, we got you now.
We'll
go ahead. Sorry.
As you guys know.
Apparently there's a sporting event behind you. Hang on one second. Sorry about that. I was totally unprepared for that. Now we can hear you just fine. There was a crowd of people shouting from Venezuela behind you. So go ahead.
So I was saying, you guys know, and a lot of the listeners know, I used to work for an airline.
That's right.
And while it definitely was not United, it was Delta, the policy when I worked for the airline, and it's been 7 years, so, you know, policies could have changed, but the policy was you never remove a paying passenger to put on a non-ref passenger, which is what the flight crew that they were trying to put on a plane, those are non-ref passengers. So what you do in a situation, or at least, you know, when I worked for the airline, what would happen is somebody back in corporate would start rescheduling to try to, you know, figure out where they had crews and where they needed crews to be, to where you are not removing a revenue passenger. So it seems as though somebody either did not contact corporate to say, hey, we've got an oversold flight and we've got this crew that needs to get somewhere. What do you want us to do? But regarding the whole thing of, you know, what happens if it's a legitimately overbooked situation, then, yeah, there is going to be some kind of random generator, but you never remove somebody from the plane.
Would it have been best for them
before they get onto the plane?
I get where you're coming from. Would it have been best in this case for them to just say, well, we're just not going anywhere until somebody gets off this plane? I mean, what would have been the best way to handle this? I know what you're saying.
Well, like, not overbook the flight, which means sell things that you don't actually own.
And that was going to be my next question, is how do you avoid doing that? Because it would seem that in a computerized world, that how does this even happen in the first place? But this wasn't really an overbooked flight.
Because they do it intentionally.
But this wasn't.
Let me answer the part about the overbooking first. They know that statistically a certain percentage of people are going to miss a flight. So in order to make sure that you have a flight going out full, you sell, you know, like 5% more
seats. So they intend to overbook, is what you're saying.
Because they know that statistically a certain number of people are going to miss the flight.
Right.
So, yeah, the whole, you know, overbook is intentional. Now, regarding what do you do? You had mentioned they were offering the airline miles, or actually a voucher towards future flight. You just keep increasing until somebody says, yeah, I'll take it.
Right, you bid it up.
I mean, first of all, you don't overbook
I've attempted to wind up, you know, voluntarily giving up a seat before, only to be told, yeah, we're not going to be able to get you where you're going for 2 to 3 days. Sorry, it's not worth it on our end, because then we'd have to pay for your hotel for a couple of days.
I see.
So there could have been a couple of people that wanted to volunteer, but they were unable to because of where they were going and not being able to get there in a timely manner.
Daryl, thanks for the expertise. I appreciate it. Daryl W. Perry from Liberty Lobby LLC here in New Hampshire. More coming up in moments. LibertyLobby.info is his website. More Free Talk Live on the way.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, dial toll-free, bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about the man who was dragged off of a plane, United Airlines flight out of Chicago Airport. They were going to Louisville, ended up getting there 3 hours late after one man refused to leave when asked to do so. The passengers were told that they needed to, four of them needed to get up and leave the plane so the crew members could get on and get seats, which we just talked to Daryl W. Perry. He says that is not how things should be run, that the airline that he'd worked for in the past would never remove a paying passenger to make room for an unpaid crew member, as far as the crew members don't have to pay for their tickets.
I mean, it seemed like scheduling properly in the first place would have avoided, you know, this whole situation.
Yeah, obviously, so I can see why the airline says we need a crew in Albuquerque immediately, or mm-hmm. wherever it is they're trying to go, right? And so they say, look, these four seats are worth $800. These four crew members are worth $800,000.
Right, because if they don't have the crew, they can't, another flight would be grounded.
Right. So I get that, and I have compassion for the airline in that circumstance.
Okay, so then they need to either schedule properly or pay for it.
Or
They made a mistake, I think, in scheduling, and that much is probably pretty clear.
Well, and as Daryl pointed out, they could have just bid up the amounts that they were offering people. They were offering vouchers.
I think everybody said that. At this point. And that's really the solution here is that instead of dragging the poor doctor off the plane, kicking and screaming, they really should have said, okay, instead of $800 in these flimsy voucher things that we hand out, how about $1,000? All right, any takers at $1,000? How about $1,050?
I mean, if they were offering $800 actual money, they probably would have had some volunteers, because you can get a flight for $800.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, they'd rather hand out the vouchers, and
right, which is why they couldn't, which is why they had no buyers.
If they'd have gone to $1,000 or $1,200, they probably would.
They might have. You know? MyPillow.com is where you can go to get your MyPillow at half price when you use code FTL. It's a great pillow designed to fit the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I can tell you it was partially the MyPillow's fault is why I ended up taking a 3-hour nap today instead of just a 1-hour nap because it just feels so good.
Did you get up early or something?
Yeah, I was up bright and early this morning for jury outreach here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. But anyway, MyPillow, I love mine, and I'm so glad that it found me. I honestly, I don't watch television, so I didn't know about this brand at all. Apparently, they got a huge ad campaign, and we're lucky to be a part of it here on Free Talk Live. Mark, you've got one of these things as well. They're washable, by the way, so you can put it in the washer and dryer. And you get yours at half off by going to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. And there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if, for some reason, you don't agree with us that it's a really great pillow and you want to send it back to them, they'll send you your money back. They'll send you your purchase price back to you. Code FTL gets you 50% off, or two for the price of one, over at MyPillow.com. And by the way, there's a 10-year warranty on the product. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'm just going to play the audio here from one of the videos. There's at least a couple different videos from the United flight where a man was literally dragged off of the flight. Yeah, it's not quite what I was hoping it would be. There we go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No. Oh, my God. My God. What are you doing?
Why is there an alarm going on?
Yeah, I'm not sure where that alarm is coming from. I don't think it was originally in the video, but maybe it was. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So there's some of the audio. The passengers on the plane definitely perturbed by what they were seeing, not happy with how the police were handling this situation. And your comments and thoughts are certainly welcome. We're going to go to Skype where Liberty Lover is on the line.
I have decided.
Hello?
Hey,
sorry. We're getting all kinds of newscasts in the background. I apologize. These aren't websites. They just keep on loading videos on you. Anyway, go ahead.
That's fine. I actually had not heard about this situation until you guys started talking about it. I just watched the video. What are the circumstances on him being removed from the flight again?
They wanted to remove four people. They got some people to agree begrudgingly to leave. He said he was a doctor. They just sort of randomly selected people. He said he was a doctor. He had to be in Louisville for morning patients and did not want to go, and they called the cops in. Cops then dragged him out.
I don't know who to be more angry at, the airliner for not getting somebody on there to negotiate with the man, like, hey, we understand you've got a problem, let's try to...
Well, apparently there was somebody on the flight. Some kind of United manager was the person who was on there trying to negotiate with the passengers in the first place. Unfortunately, the negotiations didn't go beyond an initial offer. So they initially offered some kind of voucher to those passengers to try to encourage people to volunteer to leave the flight. When no one did volunteer at the current rate that they were offering, they didn't bother to up the rate, apparently, and instead just said, all right, well, we're going to randomly pick four.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a negotiation. That sounds more like eminent domain than anything else.
It sounds like, hey, I'm picking you out of all of these people, and I'm not going to consider asking anyone else.
Well, no, they asked the entire flight. So the first thing they did when they got on the flight was said, we need four people to volunteer to take another flight. We'll offer you vouchers, and zero people stood up.
So this man didn't volunteer for this.
That's correct.
Didn't volunteer to get drugged down the alley. No.
That is absolutely ridiculous. And the officer has some of the officers have been put on leave.
One of them, apparently. It appeared that there were at least two, if not three, officers that were on the flight.
I just don't understand why they would use that kind of force. It's obvious the man forked over his money to fly on the plane. He didn't want the voucher, and they came in and started aggressing towards him.
Well, they were told to, so that's why they did it. The officers, from their perspective, I'm not excusing what they did. They apparently, one of them, did not follow their supposed regulations on how they're supposed to remove somebody. But from the officer's perspective, hey, guys, United's got somebody on their flight that is not leaving when he's being asked to leave. We got to get him out of there. I mean, that's...
But it is possible, not that I like defending cops, that the cops didn't know why he was being asked to leave.
That's possible.
I don't know if they did or not. But, okay, the cops were wrong just for so many reasons, but the airline and the administration, whatever department the cops worked for, are more wrong.
Right.
They told them what they issued an order, and then when it didn't go as planned, then they took it out on the cops. Okay, yes, the cops were wrong, and I kind of don't care what happens to them just because they're cops, but you called a hit, and then when the person you ordered to take out the hit performed, you're now mad at them for doing what you hired them to do. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
I think there could have been better negotiation there with the man. I don't know how fast the situation escalated, whether or not the police decided to talk to him or not. Or if they just ran in there and grabbed him and said, hey, you got to get off the plane.
I mean, I don't care if they did order him to leave first or not. He didn't have to leave.
Yeah, well, as Daryl was saying, or one of you guys was saying, maybe there were some terms and services in the airline, possibly.
No ticket I've ever signed said that. I don't know.
I mean, it's their airplane. They get to ask anybody they want to leave for whatever reason they want. If you say to the stewardess, you're a big, ugly wench, aren't you? Mm-hmm. You're probably going to be asked to leave. And it's not going to be because they're going to put that in the terms of service.
It's their property. They can tell people to leave if they want.
But it's their property until they sell it.
They didn't sell it.
They can revoke it, I'm sure, in their... Yeah, I mean, right. There are termination terms in any of these contracts.
Yeah, as much as I hate to agree with that, I do. It is their plane. They have every right over it to revoke your privilege to go on to said airplane.
But they failed, and completely failed on how they did
it. So I can rent property, decide arbitrarily, I'm not going to let you be on the property I rented you... And I'm not going to give you your money back. Get off my property.
They were willing
That's
to give him his money back.
They weren't.
Who's stopping you?
These
who's
people are getting vouchers and all kinds
of
stuff.
They were not giving his money back.
They were offering a voucher.
That's not money.
Well,
vouchers are not FRN.
Maybe he could have asked for his money back, at that point. But he didn't think about it because he wanted to go to Louisville. More coming up here in moments. If you've got more Liberty Lover, you can stand by 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can weigh in with your thoughts on the United flight, the man that was dragged off. It's Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
April is Parkinson's Disease Awareness Month and shines a light on this serious disorder affecting approximately 1 million people in the U.S. Parkinson's disease is a progressive chronic movement disorder that can lead to tremors, muscle stiffness, and slow movements. As the disease advances, some people may begin to have increasing off episodes or periods of slowness, stiffness, and overall poor mobility, despite taking their medication as prescribed. Dr. Fenna T. Phipps, Associate Professor of Neurology at Vanderbilt University, further explains.
As Parkinson's disease progresses, patients may have to take higher doses of their medications more often and still experience off time. This can make living with their disease both difficult and unpredictable. because Parkinson's disease progression varies from patient to patient, it's important for people with advanced Parkinson's to speak with their doctor about how symptoms are changing over time and how best to manage these symptoms.
Talk to your doctor or visit pdadvocates.com for information about Parkinson's disease education, support, and resources.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything you want, and if we decide we don't want you on the air, thankfully all we have to do is press a drop button. But United Airlines, they didn't want somebody on their flight. They called the police.
Yeah, the drop button was dropping him on their head.
And or at least slamming his head, apparently, into one of the seats on the side of the aisle as they dragged him from his seat and then proceeded to drag him off the plane in front of a full plane of horrified customers.
Oh, my God. We have to keep getting repeated over and over. People couldn't believe it.
Yeah. A lot of these people probably had never seen anything like that before.
Fly the friendly skies.
They, one woman who was looking very shocked as the man was taken out and probably contributed the most, at least audible comments in the video that we played. I apologize for the alarm that was running over the background of it. But the lady, she looked like one of the respectables. You know, she looked like the kind of lady who probably, I mean, obviously I'm speculating here, but, you know, she was dressed well. She looks like the kind of lady who is probably not real familiar with police violence videos. You know, it's just that there's certain things that don't enter into the worldview of some people. And, and also if you see something like that on the internet, you can brush it off. You know, if you're one of the respectable types and you see some police violence on the news or you see it on YouTube on some kind of social media share, that may be, you know, one of the only times you've come across something like that. So you can easily brush it off as, oh, well, that doesn't happen in my life. That doesn't happen to the people that I know. I've never seen anything like that happen in real life before, and it's easy to just push it aside. Here, it's right in front of you. It's there. It's, you know, 3 feet from your nose. The police are behaving in a very, very poor manner, just completely unnecessarily.
Yeah, people are shocked.
And they're still going to say that this is an isolated incident, and this is why the officers are being placed on leave, because it allows those people to say, oh, this was an isolated incident, and the people who did it got in trouble, even though they were ordered to do it. But that kind of fits their narrative. So that's, I mean, the police departments care less about cops than I do.
Mm. I think that many of these people felt disempowered. What do you do in that circumstance to stop what you see as an injustice?
They did. I mean, really, they did all they could have done.
They recorded.
Besides,
yeah, they
recorded,
yelled, "Oh my God!"
Right. They recorded and they were shocked. And then presumably they also spread those recordings around the internet. I mean, it would, in theory, the next level would be to physically manhandle the police, and that's usually going to escalate.
Yeah, that's almost never
right.
An idea.
Like, you know, in theory, if that were if the police are beating up somebody and the crowd is large enough, they can put a stop to it. So if they wanted to, they could have treated these police like terrorists on the flight. They could have taken them down as gently as possible, put them in their own handcuffs, and removed them from the flight.
It's not that, I mean, you know, how do you get the handcuffs out of the thing, the little compartment? Like, who's ever done this? They're trained.
They figure it out.
Yeah, they try.
So,
out.
I mean,
enough
that would,
them, yeah.
That's the only other level, right? Like, you know.
That's the only other level.
Right. So I think that they did everything that reasonable people in a circumstance like that should do. We're able to see the video because of those other passengers. You know, thank goodness everybody has these smartphones now. And by the way, I saw a statistic the other day, Mark, in the Holland Cook newsletter. It's now 80% of American adults that have smartphones. A couple of years ago, it was 60%.
Jeez.
It's 80%. So, I mean,
when
almost
will the tyranny of the touchscreen end? Is
almost
what I want to know.
Everyone on that flight likely already had their phone out, because you know how people are. They're sitting on their phone. They're either reading a book or sitting on a phone, one or the other. That's pretty much what everyone does when they're getting ready to fly somewhere, unless they happen to be flying with someone, in which case they might be having a conversation. So there's like probably a 70% chance that most of the people on that flight had their phone out. At least two people got decent video of this, very close. You know, they passed right by one of the guys in the aisle, an aisle seat, who had one of these cameras that was recording it. So, you know, we all got to see crystal clear exactly what happened. I would like to have seen what went down beforehand. You know, maybe that video does exist, and it's just not being shared in these news articles. There was also another video, apparently, of the man getting back on the flight. After he'd been physically removed from the flight, he came back on the flight and was apparently somewhat stunned or dazed, and was talking about how he needed to get to Louisville.
And, like, drooling blood.
Yeah, and so then they apparently had everyone leave the flight and then brought a stretcher in and removed the man that way.
Yeah, this was really lickety-split, their whole plan here, to get their passengers on the plane and get out of there, huh? Would have been a lot easier and a lot less trouble, United, to just offer more money in the form of a voucher.
Sure would have.
Okay, and I just read United's terms of tickets, and it does say in there that they can kick you off for any reason. So fly Southwest, because they don't say that. Although I would still say, if these terms aren't given to you when you buy the ticket, because when you buy the ticket, it's you're buying a ticket.
Well, usually it says, I click this box to agree to the terms.
If you buy it online.
Yeah.
No, personally, this is something I looked for when I bought a plane, because I had,
heard
of this.
You're an attorney, though. I mean,
okay, yeah, and
nobody else reads
those
things.
Yeah, and so it's not necessarily fair to hold people to that standard.
Yeah.
Last time I flew, I think, was a little over a year ago, like last October something, like, or October before last, something vaguely like that. Southwest at that time did not have that in there. They guarantee seats. If when they get to the point where they sold all the seats, they then sell standby seats, which is the honest way to do it.
That's an interesting distinction. So the person buying the standby seat knows there's a chance they're not going to get on the flight.
Right.
Do they get a discount for that?
I assume so. I never looked at them because it wasn't really worth bothering to me. But, I mean, I would imagine if you, like, had to be somewhere and that was what was there, you might buy one of those.
Mm-hmm. And roll the dice.
Yeah, but, yeah, so first of all, fly Southwest or look up the terms. And
they've always seemed to be the best United States-based airline to me. I mean, I've seen...
They also weren't taking subsidies at least a couple years ago.
I don't remember if it was United.
And they were the only one.
But I think it was United. Years ago, I don't know if you were on this flight, Mark. You probably were, because we've taken most of our flights to radio conferences together.
Yeah, you really don't get on too many flights that I'm not on. I get on lots of flights you're not on.
Yeah, yeah. So there was one flight where I think we were coming back from, like, California or something, and I think it was United, where the flight attendants were like Nazis. They were just so harsh and so, like, not nice. I wish I could remember a better example of exactly how they were behaving. They were very curt, very short with the customers. It wasn't like they were in any way trying to, you know, be kind. It was like, we're on this flight and you're going to where you're going and you're gonna shut up. You know, it was like you're on a jail flight.
I've had a problem with Southwest one time. It was only quasi their fault. But outside of that, I never had a problem with them. They act like humans. They don't commit
fraud. They're funny, too. They always have their funny little lines that they have probably
pre-written.
Yeah, I think
sometimes that's not funny if you're trying to get home and you're not going to get home till like midnight. But
well, they try their best, I think, to lighten the load.
But I mean, you know, if that's the worst thing you have to deal with on an airline, and I've seen them let people kind of skirt the rules. My understanding of what they were saying is, it's illegal to walk down the aisle if the little buckle sign is on, and I've seen them let people go to the bathroom anyway.
Liberty Lover's still with us here. Do you have any further comments you want to share with us? Go ahead.
Yes, it was in direct response to something I heard Melanie say just a few minutes ago. She said that once the airplane sells the ticket, you have to let them on your plane. Is that what I heard from you?
Well, according to, and I did look up the terms, and it might be a little bit different now, maybe. If you rent property, you no longer have 100% control and ownership of that property. You've sold, for a certain time, that property.
Okay, but who enforces that?
I don't see how that's relevant, but whoever does.
What I'm meaning is it's their plane or their property. Are they not allowed to do with it what they choose?
Yes, and they're allowed to do with whatever they want with their plane, including partially alienated.
So let's say I am renting a house to somebody, right? Am I not allowed to kick them out at all because they have partial ownership of it now?
You're not allowed to kick them out and contrary to rent they've already given to you.
What if you give it back to them?
Yeah, I mean, what if I reimburse them?
Well, first of all, that was not what happened here, and second of all, it depends on what your lease says.
Exactly, it depends on what the lease says, right?
I believe they offered him an $800 voucher. That's what I just read. That was his final offer to voluntarily.
It was the only offer.
Well, everybody got the offer. Like a plane full of people didn't find a $800 voucher. Where were they going? What is
Louisville?
Where were they coming from?
Chicago.
Well, they're headed south. I can give them that. Apparently the airline underestimated
the
extreme, drawing power of Louisville. But they didn't want the $800. The whole plane didn't want it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. I heard Louisville's got a really nice fireworks show. Thunder over the Bay.
July 4th.
855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. Hour number two is on the way. Your thoughts on the man dragged off the flight or anything that's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.